We continue now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Daled, Perek Chavav, where it continues to explain to us how Torah literally keeps the world functioning. V'tamo shel davar k'moshin esbar la'el perek yud. The reason that this is so, the reason that a single individual can keep the world alive through their Torah study, and the reason that Torah has this awesome koach to sustain all of reality, as we've explained or alluded to above in Perek Yud, shemekor sharsha ha'elyon ha'nelam shel ha'Torah kadosha, Ma'od na'ale me'al kol ha'olamos, because the root, the hidden root of the Torah comes from a place above all of the worlds. Reishis v'shorish atzilus kodsho yisbarach. It emanates from a world, from a place called atzilus, and even beyond. So ha'malbush ha'elyon, k'mo shekasov rabbeinu ha'isha alokim noyra ha'arizal, as the Arizal explains to us, the heights on which Torah is drawn down to this world. Rakshin ishtal shala v'yarda kiviyachol. And it descended gradually through his shtalshalos down to the earth, and it illuminates the earth with its kavod, with its splendor, with its beauty. With his tremendous kindness, has handed it over to us, has given it to us, has placed the Torah amongst us, so that we should be able to grasp and to be able to uphold and to support, as it supports us, the tree of life, which of course is the Torah. Lizos me oz kol chiyusam v'kumam shalo olamos kulam tolei v'omid rakafi inyan v'rov iskeinu v'hegyoneinu va. So from the time the Torah was given to us, a remarkable transformation took place, and that is from the time that the Torah was entrusted to mankind, to the Jewish people, it became the key to keeping the world functioning, entirely dependent upon our study and our busyness and our meditation upon it. Meaning prior to the Kabbalah Satorah, prior to giving us the Torah, there was a certain chesed by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world. But from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted us and gave us the Torah, the world is sustained in accordance with our commitment to the study of Torah. If we support and uphold the Torah and its principles properly, without any weakening or lackadaisical performance, then we become responsible for bringing down all of that kedusha and all of that bracha and all of that shefa into this world and into all of the worlds. Kol ha'olam lefi erech kedusha, so each world according to its holiness, sheyuchal lekabel v'lispol, in accordance with its ability to receive and to absorb. Ve'em chas v'shalom iskenu ba b'rifyon. But if God forbid we're careless about the study of Torah, miskameitu mismayit hakedusha or ha'elyon shel ha'Torah mikol ha'olamos, that we cause a diminishing or a dimming of that light, of that holiness that comes to us by way of the Torah in all of the world. Kol echad lefi erko holech v'chaser, roischem refuyim chas v'shalom. And again, each in accordance to its poor performance, to the degree that we are lacking, we cause the greater lessening of the light and of that shefa. V'im chas v'shalom, and he doubles down what we saw in the previous parak, in parak hafei, already saw a taste of it back in parak yud aleph, and that is, if God forbid there'd be a moment without Torah, v'im chas v'shalom hayinu kulam manichem umaznichem osa milis asek ba mikol v'kol, if the Torah would be entirely abandoned, with no one studying it whatsoever, even for a moment, gam ha'olamos kulam kerega hayivis batlim mikol v'kol chas v'shalom, all of the world would cease to exist in that single moment of lack of Torah study. Masha Einkin b'chol ha'mitzvos. Now this is something, says Rav Chaim V'lajner, that distinguishes Torah from all other mitzvos, in the sense that what? V'afilu mitzvos ha'tfila, shegavim ha'yichas v'shalom kol yisrael manichem v'oizim l'ispah lo yizbarach. As great as tfila is, I believe it was Rav Yochanan in the Gemara said, halavai a person should daven kol yom kulo. And tfila is one of the pillars upon which the world stands. So we would imagine that if there would not be tefillah in the world at all, that no Jew was davening in the entire world at a certain point, then that would cause the chorban of the world. But says Rav Chaim V'lajner, it's not true. That even the mitzvah of tefillah, which is so fundamental to the Jewish people, if not a single Jew was davening, lo hayu chozrim ha'olamos avor zeh l'tohu vavohu, the worlds would not cease to exist because of that. And rather, it's unique about Torah, that Torah is the life of the world. It is the energy of the world. It is the ultimate sustainer of the world and the worlds, plural. V'lachein ha'tfila nikris v'divrei avosena zichronu levracha chayisha. That's why the Gemara refers to tefillah in Shabbos rather, in Daf Yudam and Aleph, as chayisha. V'atorah nikris chay olam. Right, as we find in that Gemara in Shabbos, Rava chazi l'Rav Hamnuna de kamarech b'tzaloisa. Rava one time he saw Rav Hamnuna davening ba'arichas, and he rebuked him and he said, "Manichin chay olam v'oskin b'chayisha. You're abandoning Torah, which is chay olam." And you're being osik v'chayisha. The end of that Gemara, just to be honest, is the conclusion of that Gemara is that Rav Hamnuna felt that zman tefillah lechud is zman Torah lechud, right? But on a certain level, Torah is absolutely greater than tefillah. Not to say that tefillah doesn't have its time, but Torah is absolutely greater than tefillah, and it does have this this moniker of chay olam as opposed to being called chayisha. She'inyan ha'tfilahu hosafos tikun v'olamos. Because tefillah comes to what? Tefillah comes to, so to speak, touch up the world. B'tosefes k'da ba'osa esakavuhem. Right? Tefillah comes to enhance. Tefillah comes to strength, to the kedusha, to the bracha that's already being bestowed upon the worlds. V'lechenem avra ha'shah shuv lo tovel klal lo'osif teis be'olamos v'tosefes ha'gedu bracha. Okay, he's referencing again the times of tefillah and tapping into the zman, which is, having learned through the entire Nefesh HaChaim, I would say that's probably the clearest critique that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in all four sections of Nefesh HaChaim, his clearest open critique of the Hasidim is their failure to follow the zman. I think that's what he's referencing here. That tefillah has a certain time, and we're able to tap into it, and we're able to enhance the shefa, to enhance the bracha and the kedusha by way of tefillah. Amnam inyan ha'esek b'torah kedusha, but Torah hu nogei le'etzem achiyos. Torah is not just the topping on top of the cake, lahavdil. Torah is the etzem achiyos. Torah is the main thing. V'kiyam amidas ho'olam bozabal yehersu legamri. It keeps the world from utter collapse and destruction. L'chein ha'adam chayev lasok lahagos ba b'chol eis tamid. That's why tefillah has. We have a notion of Zamanei Tefillah. We don't have a concept when it comes to Zman Torah. Zman Torah is always, it's constant. And therefore a person is obligated to study Torah constantly. Kedei lahamir ulakayim kol ha'olamos kol rega. V'lo od. Ela shagam kol ikar inyan ha'tefillah. And furthermore, just to make the point that Torah is greater than Tefillah in this regard, furthermore, we could suggest the following. Shagam kol ikar inyan ha'tefillah eina tluya rak be'esek ha'torah kadosha. That one's tefillah is entirely dependent upon one's Torah learning. What does that mean? Uvilta ein neshmas chas v'shalom. That without Torah study, your tefillah is not going to be heard, God forbid. As the pasuk says in Mishlei Chav Ches, Meisir ozno mishmo et Torah gam tefillaso to'eva. That's a pretty clear pasuk. If you turn aside from hearing Torah, then your tefillah will be considered a to'eva, an abomination. Over there in the Masechta Shabbos and in the Medrash on Mishlei. The Gemara tells us at the end of Masecha Sota, Kola osik b'torah mitoch doichak tfilas onishma'as, ve'en apar gudnina b'fanov. A person who studies Torah with difficulty, he pushes himself to study Torah, whether that's financial difficulty, that's probably the pashup shot, but I'm sure the same is true for any other struggles, and a person continues to work hard in Torah, so that creates a pesach for one's tefillah to be heard. That tears down the walls that might block one's tefillah from ascending. Uvizor Miketz. The Zohar tells us in Parshas Miketz. Reish Beis Amud Beis. Ve'etz Chaim Ta'ava Ba. Desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Ve'etz Chaim is a Ta'ava Ba. A Ta'ava that has been granted. Taninan, says the Zohar. Man deboy de kuchabichu yekavot slaise. One who wants that Hashem should answer his tefillos. Yishtadol ba'araisa. De'ihi etz Chaim. Study the Torah, which is the Etz Chaim. That is the ticket to success in tefillah. And lastly, concludes Rav Chaim Volozhiner Perech Avav, Shar Dalid, Lachein Adin Posuk B'Shas. We can bring a clear proof to this idea from the Gemara in Megillah, Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Beis HaKnesses, Mutar La'asoso Beis HaMedrash. You're allowed to take a shul and to convert it, to transform it into a Beis HaMedrash. Why? Because that's Mailin B'Kodesh. Vishum de'iluye kamale le l'kedusha yoser chamura. Because it's a step up in holiness when it goes from being a place of tefillah to being a place of Torah. Shirak hi hanosenes hashefa chiyos u'kedusha v'or l'chol ha'olamos mitam shehi l'malem ikulam. Because Torah has the ability to rain down, to sprinkle down Shefa and Chiyus and Kedusha and Bracha and Or upon all of the worlds, because after all, as we started this parak, Torah comes from a place that is higher than all of the worlds. So it makes sense that the Torah is mashpia upon that which is below it, which is all of reality. So we should be zochet to, again, to cling to Torah, to understand the hashpa that it has on our tefillah, and to recognize that the Torah learning that we do not only sustains this world, but all of the olamos as well.